Hello, and welcome to the last episode from Explore Education Today about what to do if you're home alone with your kids. Or should I say, keeping your kids busy when you're stuck at home. So basically, we're going to follow up with some tips here for the parents. A day or two at home might be a breeze. It might seem really simple. You know, it's not hard to keep them entertained for a day or two, but the longer it gets, especially if you're homeschooling, it's a lot harder. So here are some more things that you can use that you're going to need, especially with homeschooling. Establish a routine. You need a routine for your child just like the school does. Even write yourself up a daily calendar of like, we're doing this, 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 and this. So basically, if your kids are away from school and aren't participating in normal activities, creating a daily routine will definitely help them feel a bit more normal. The older your kids get, they're used to being in school and having things they're told to do, what to do, when, and specific activities at certain times of the day. So what I'd like to do is tell you, make sure you have some indoor activities, some outdoor activities, schoolwork, crafts, arts and crafts, snack and lunchtime. Lunchtime is very specific, but in the morning or the afternoon, maybe have a little snack time. This is something they can look forward to. If you're homeschooling especially, start early with your kids. As soon as they get up, get them in a routine where they're getting up at the normal times for school with you, and you have breakfast and you start after breakfast. Kids have better learning ability before noon. Once they start to have lunch. And by the way, you can do lunch at 12:30. I think that's kind of a good idea. Between 12 and 1, schedule it. You don't have to be right at noon to have lunch, depending on how you schedule your household and things like that. So remember, you want it to be fairly normal, but you just want to make sure it's structured. So you want to have your harder classes earlier in the day. Lighter, more interesting activities for the kids where they're exploring and doing crafts, or maybe outdoor time, free time, things like that, you want to do in the afternoon. So that's a good tip for you right there. Make sure that you have a schedule. You can kind of follow what your children were doing in school a little bit, like math and English and sciences in the morning. And then in the afternoon is more arts, STEM, project-based in the afternoon. These are things, and they'll be looking forward to that as well. So these are some tips there. Take shifts if possible. If you have a husband or wife and your co-parent, whatever walk of life you're in, if there's another adult sitting living in the home, you can set up a schedule. Like maybe in the evening, I'm going to go with the old-fashioned way. Say dad works, mom's staying home doing the homeschooling and working part-time. So when he gets home in the evening, he can take a shift there as well and do work with the kids as you're doing, catching up on maybe some of your work. And if you have older kids, like we said, they like to be independent. So have your afternoon where there's some independent time where you can get them started in something and work on your work. This is a luxury, so if you do have a co-parent in the house, that's a wonderful thing. It is really helpful. Let go of the little things. Next piece of advice, let go of the little things. It can be a challenge to see your home in a mess, the children in their pajamas at noon, and your work day being crammed into shorter and shorter increments. Remember that the situation is usually temporary unless you're homeschooling. Homeschooling, you're going to really have to work harder to make your schedules. If it's temporary, if it's for a couple weeks or something, don't worry. Just figure this is the time it's going to be like this. Get used to it and deal with it. Realize it will change. For those homeschooling, realize that if it's not working for you and the little things are getting to you, that you need to make sure that it's better structured and that your children do understand that, yes, I am the parent, but you need to listen to what I'm telling you to do. We're forgetting nowadays, I think, to raise our children, to tell them no. My example is always, though, tell them no and explain why, and that they need to start understanding this from babyhood on. When they become teenagers, I think it's going to be a lot easier negotiating, dealing with them, having them learn to make better decisions than letting them just do anything they want. So you're the leader, you're the teacher in the class at that point, and you let them know that. Maybe have a, you know, that's why you have the schedule. And I'm even thinking you can wear certain clothes during that time, saying when I'm dressed like this, it's teaching time. You know, maybe you have a little smock or something because you're doing activities in the afternoon. Maybe you have in the morning your little name tag or something cute. Just something cute to remind them, like, hey, I'm the teacher right now. You can try some different tricks like that too. So the takeaway from all this, while it can be tough dealing with schedules and routine changes, knowing that it won't last when it's a temporary thing of a few days to a month, a few weeks, a month, month or two, is good. If you're homeschooling again, it's a whole different ball of wax. You need to mold it to fit what you need it to fit. Do your best to plan fun and engaging activities for your kids. Learn to laugh again and learn to be a kid again and have some fun. That's the best tip I can give to you. Realize that having your children realize when you're serious, but we do have our time when we have fun, we laugh, and we play together. So they're learning valuable skills out of that. People forget this, that children need to be in some kind of order and understanding and respectful way. As they grow older, they will become better human beings and better leaders in our world. Like I said, if you say no to a child, tell them why. If you say yes, tell them why. These are two important factors. Yes, you can do this because you've asked me before, you've shown me such great independence that I don't mind that you go play in the park, whatever the situation is. Or no, you can't do this because it's very dangerous, and here's an example. Keep it short, sweet, but let them know you're willing to talk about things, but when it's a no, it's a no. When it's a yes, it's a yes. And when it's a maybe, that means that you want them to think about it. Should you let them do it, and why? That's a good way for them to start thinking of planning on how to convince you to do things. No, it's actually a great way for them to start thinking of, well, why should I be able to do this? Why should that be a good thing? Why should it be positive? I don't like the word positive. Why should it be a yes and not a no? Because no is not necessarily negative. No is just meaning that there's something that could happen from that, or there's a reason a parent has. And let your child know that. As I'm babbling on here. So right there, I'm going to cut the cast. We've gone actually short on some of these because they're quick, simple things for you. And I'm hoping that they will help you throughout the day. If you're, again, a day or two at home, a week or two at home, maybe a month or two at home because of COVID, or you're homeschooling again, take these tips, but add on to them. Take these ideas and extend them to being weekly activities and things. Your children will love you for it, you'll love yourself for it, and everybody will be happy. That's kind of the goal at the end of the day. Learning structure, discipline, as well as having fun with your kids and learning to be a kid again. Okay, everyone, this is the Dr. Lady saying goodbye. It's really nice. I really enjoy doing this. I'm very happy to talk to everyone. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and follow our podcasts. If you like it, please click like also. I know people always say this at the end, but I'm starting to understand why. Because we listen to things and then we forget. I do that all the time. So, thank you and talk to you later. Bye.